From Cap Radio in Sacramento, this is Insight. I'm your host, Vicky Gonzalez. If you take Highway 50 up to Tahoe, you'll pass the burn scar of the Caldor Fire. The 2021 wildfire burned more than 200,000 acres and ripped through the parts of three counties, El Dorado, Alpine, and Amador, destroying over 1,000 buildings and forcing tens of thousands of people to evacuate. The community hit hardest was the small town of Grizzly Flats. The Caldor Fire destroyed over two-thirds of the town's homes, along with a number of other buildings, including its church, school, fire station, and post office. 2.5 years later, rebuilding has been slow, but yesterday, the Grizzly Flats community marked a milestone in recovery. The post office reopened once again, and this moment is about more than just letters and packages. Joining us now to talk about what this reopening means for Grizzly Flats are Postmaster Alicia Leach, resident Eileen Strangefeld, and Mark Ulmer, chair of the Grizzly Flats Fire Safe Council. Good afternoon to all three of you. Thanks for taking the time.
Good to see you.
Good to see you. Alicia, I want to start with you because you are a busy bee right now. You are at the post office. How has the
past?
Yes, you are. I see it right behind you. A lot of hustle and bustle. How's the past like 24 hours or so been for you?
It's been pretty crazy. We've been very busy. The community has been very excited about this. I think I saw at least two-thirds of our community came through yesterday and exchanged their old keys for their new keys. We pointed out their boxes. We welcomed everybody home. It was a wonderful day yesterday.
You know, I don't think a lot of people think they're going to have a special moment at the post office, but you definitely witnessed that and you were receiving that all day yesterday and probably this morning too.
Yes. Yes. It was a fabulous day yesterday. And it felt like coming home. Even though I wasn't the postmaster before the fires, it definitely felt like coming home yesterday.
How long have you been the postmaster?
I became the postmaster, acting postmaster, in December of 2021, after the fires.
How have the past 2 years been? I know there's been rebuilding of the post office. It just reopened. How has your job been impacted in the past 2 years?
Well, we were working out of Diamond Springs. The Diamond Springs post office housed us for the last 2.5 years. They have been very gracious. They housed us. We had our own P.O. boxes out in their lobby where, you know, we worked the mail and we got the mail to our customers. And actually, I think most of the customers really got to know the staff there and really liked the staff there. The staff really helped take care of our customers there. It was pretty wonderful.
Yeah. The fact that you had such a large reception on the opening day, what does that tell you? I mean, as someone who is part of Grizzly Flats and the community, you've been with the community as you've been riding out just an unprecedented and really difficult couple of years. What does that tell you that you had so many people show up opening day?
Well, I know that from talking with customers that the post office was always a kind of a meeting place where they would stop and talk to one another. This is really the first big step, I think, in getting their community back.
Yeah. Eileen, I want to move over to you. What has been this week been like? What does the post office represent to you? What does it symbolize?
I went to the post office yesterday to get my new keys. And as I drove up, there were two women outside in front that were talking, just visiting each other. And I stopped and I looked and I said, you know, it's interesting to see that things don't change. This has been a meeting place for forever. And I'm just so glad to see everybody back and getting busy with the process of rebuilding. This has been very difficult for us and it's starting to come together. I'm just really, really proud to be part of Grizzly Flats.
Yeah, and I think the example yesterday is that even though a wildfire can destroy buildings, it could evacuate residents, obviously create a lot of trauma, that the heart of the community is still there. The heart of the people are people like you and fixtures that are important, like the post office.
We enjoy a community that is strong, that is dynamic, that is fun to be part of. And like I said, I'm just so glad to be back.
Mm-hmm. How has the process been for you over the past 2 years and counting?
It's been a difficult process. The actual building part has been slimlined by the county, which has been extremely helpful. There are a number of things that we just slid right into what we needed to have done. We still need to adhere to the Title 24 upgrades on the homes, but they're making it easier and easier. And in my particular case, the contractor is a very good family friend, and he put me at the top of his list. And so we started actually building in August, and we're almost done.
Oh, that's wonderful. Oh, you're at the finish line. How long have you lived in Grizzly Flats?
I did not live in Grizzly Flats a long time. My husband, my late husband and I moved up there. I believe it was either 14 or 15. I'm not positive. I'd have to go back and look. So we weren't there a long time, but it didn't take long before the community embraced us.
Yeah, because that was going to be my next point. I mean, maybe you've been there for a decade, but, you know, you didn't hesitate. You decided to rebuild following evacuating. A lot of people don't choose to do that. And I think the reason why has to do is because of the community. It's because of the heart of the community, your neighbors, and what the town means to you.
When I was burned out, I was really lost as to what I was going to do for the first week. And then eventually the CAL FIRE decided to let us up to look for anything that we could salvage from the fire. And as I was driving up the mountain, I had this overwhelming sense of coming home. And that's when I decided, that's it. I'm coming back. I'm going to rebuild, no matter what it takes.
Mark, you are the chair of the Grizzly Flats Fire Safe Council. Talk to us about this organization, what you and your colleagues do.
Well, it's basically a neighbors helping neighbors organization. We're all volunteers, and we were founded in 2004. We're celebrating our 20-year anniversary this coming April. And even pre-fire, we have worked with the community to try and reduce hazards from a wildland fire around their homes. And we can't help but think that we were successful in many ways for the homes that were saved, but also for saving lives and property here in the community, that there was not a tragic loss of life within the community during the Caldor fire. And even after the fire, we are working with those people whose homes have survived and trying to make their place ready for the next wildfire. And there will be another wildfire sometime. We don't know when. Hopefully not any time within our lifetimes, but we're also working with the returning residents and right from the ground up, trying to help their properties stay fire safe and be ready again for the next wildfire.
You know, when talking about this post office and, you know, the interactions that Eileen described, you know, people just chatting it up outside. I mean, these are daily interactions that are easy to take for granted, especially with how busy life can be. But I imagine like you and other people in Grizzly Flats really savor these moments and savor these wins, reopening of the post office. How has it been, Mark, over the last two and a half years almost, you know, losing these really important structures like a post office, a church, a school, you know, fixtures of the community and the impact that it had on the town?
It's been tremendous. You know, we lost every public building with the exception of our community services district, which provides water to our community. Fortunately, that infrastructure was saved. However, losing the church, the school, the Forest Service station, the post office has been tremendous. And the post office has hit every single person in this community. We've all had to drive 20 plus miles down to Diamond Springs to get our mail. And where we used to be able to get our mail on a daily basis, many of us reduced it down to once a week when we drive into town to do our weekly shopping, et cetera. So it's been tough to only get your mail once a week. And as Alicia had indicated, the postmaster in Diamond Springs has been wonderful in not only helping Alicia and her crew from Grizzly Flats out, but they have welcomed the residents of Grizzly Flats with open arms and have been so sympathetic and helpful to us in this difficult period. And it's been almost 2.5 years for us going down to Diamond Springs and getting our mail. So the post office opening their doors yesterday was huge for this community.
Yeah, and clearly a lot of people can resonate with that because there was a good turnout yesterday. Alicia, when you were waiting for the post office to get rebuilt, you were working in Diamond Springs, but maybe like the morning of the 31st yesterday, were you excited? Maybe was there some like anticipation, not knowing what to expect?
I was so excited, so nervous. I barely slept the night before. There was so much to do. I brought in a coffee pot so we could have coffee. I wanted everybody to just embrace the moment. I was so excited for the community. I was, like I said, it's amazing that we finally have this for the community.
Yeah. And there's actually going to be an official grand reopening, which is going to happen in a couple weeks in February. What can people look forward to? I mean, I don't know if many people have been to a celebration at the post office, but I think it just given what happened yesterday and today, you're going to have a pretty good turnout.
I believe we're going to have a great turnout. There is going to be a ribbon cutting ceremony. The district manager will be here. And I officially became the postmaster in April of 2022, but I refused to be sworn in as the postmaster until we actually had a building and I was here with my community. So I will be sworn in on that day as the postmaster finally.
Yeah.
Have you already given you a new keyboard?
Oh, that's the post office. Well, you're busy. That's a good thing. That's good noise in the background. Eileen, I mean, as we wrap up this conversation, what are you looking forward to this year? I mean, you mentioned you're rounding a really important corner to rebuilding and completing your home. What do you hope for in 2024?
I'm anxious to, I have two girlfriends that are master gardeners. So we're going to put together a landscaping project for my property, keeping in mind defensible space. And then I'm just going to settle in and veg out on my new sofa and watch my new TV.
Oh, that's invaluable after, the 2+ years that you and a lot of people have been through. Just being able to relax brings a big smile to my face. Mark, what's next for rebuilding in Grizzly Flats? When you talk to people in the community, the post office is amazing. Is there anything else in store for this year?
Well, it's actually in the process of finishing up. The Fire Safe Council just recently put the finishing touches on the community bulletin board at the post office, which the Fire Safe Council has partnered with the post office to rebuild the community bulletin board, which again was another meeting place for the community. And we were very fortunate in receiving a grant from the El Dorado Community Fund. And when we received this money, We all sat down and thought, what would be the best thing to do with this money? And we said the community bulletin board is the number one thing we need to do. So we contracted to have it rebuilt, and we were just putting on the finishing touches, and the timing was perfect with finishing the bulletin board and the reopening of the post office. So that's a major milestone, not only for us as a Fire Safe Council and our goals, in which we use that bulletin board also to educate the community for wildland fire safety, but also completing it for the community in conjunction with the opening of the post office. And it's, again, another meeting place.
Wonderful. Well, Mark, Alicia, and Eileen, thank you for joining us, taking some time and sharing some much well-deserved good news.
Thank you.
Thank you for having us.
Of course. That is Postmaster Alicia Leach, Resident Eileen Strangefeld, and Mark Elmer, Chair of the Grizzly Flats Fire Safe Council. And they're discussing the reopening of the post office in the town of Grizzly Flats more than 2 years after the Caldor fire. Up next, Sacramento County set an ambitious goal to place a mental health clinician at its roughly 300 campuses. We'll learn about the setbacks and the bright spots in creating centers of wellness. You're listening to Insight on your NPR station, Cap Radio. I'm Vicki Gonzalez.